Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
The situation with that news conference that happened in Rhode Island in Providence, talking about the Brown University attack, and that news conference itself widely under attack for just being, and I'll just say it, a hot mess of a news conference, as we're just learning more of what even sources within law enforcement critical saying, what a debacle this thing is.
It really is. I mean, a lot of people are echoing what you said yesterday of how can you sit there and say he's still at large, yet nobody's in danger, right? Like, that was your main takeaway yesterday. Yeah. You've never heard that before. This guy is still at large with a firearm, armed and dangerous, and yet this buffoon is sitting up there with no answers to anything, but also says, we don't have to worry about your safety and security on the campus. Now, I would just assume and presume that the suspect has fled the Providence, Rhode Island area. I highly doubt he's hanging around within 2 miles of the campus, but still, you can't sit there and say that.
Yeah, and then to your point, during the news conference, there were contradictions, corrections within the news conference. The news reporter just asking, can you describe the suspect? Do you have a weight guesstimate? That sort of thing. Couldn't really give any of that. Couldn't even say the gender of the individual. And that was bizarre.
And how about this, too? I have the one of the updated versions from Yahoo with Brown University shooting victim identified, person of interest released. And in like the third paragraph, it says, quote, several media outlets quoted students and other witnesses saying that the shooter yelled Allahu Akbar before opening fire in the building. Wouldn't you think the media would maybe want to, I don't know, run with that as perhaps one of the top leads?
They asked the news media did ask that of the Providence officials. This is 34, Phil.
Oh, it's like talking about burying
one. The shooter yelled something right before his shot came in. Could you tell us what that was?
Yeah, it's part of the investigation, John and Mukta.
The only reason I asked that, though, is, for instance, like with the Unabomber, his brother recognized the writing. So it's possible a friend or family member might recognize if the person said something that was significant.
Correct.
That's why. You don't, other than the 9mm, is there anything else inside that auditorium that you could tell us?
No, that's correct. And listen, like I said earlier, investigations will bring us to evidence that we need to collect in order to be able to prosecute.
With that being said,
we're going to continue to collect evidence. And if it leads us to something to that nature that's going to be extremely helpful for us to identify somebody, we'll be the first ones to put it out.
Alex, follow up on John's question. Did the suspect yell, like has been reported, and there's been some erroneous reporting, but did he yell when he came in the classroom? And how valuable have witness statements been from those who survived?
Listen, my heart goes out to the victims. It goes out to the families. And I'll tell you that their cooperation has been extremely helpful. With that being said, we'll continue, and I'm going to respect the fact that, and I hope that they get better, and my heart and soul goes out to them. So,
did he yell them? That's
something that we're investigating. We took statements, and we have to confirm that.
So,
look how they shut this down.
We're going to wrap it up here.
The mayor's a real pencil neck, too.
Well, maybe they don't have concrete proof. You know what I mean? So maybe it's a good thing that we don't just speculate and we say things, that are true, unlike people on Twitter.
I didn't get it from Twitter.
No. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying.
It's in a Yahoo story.
I understand what you guys are saying.
Mainstream media has it, but they bury it.
Maybe the officials are being tight-lipped about it because they don't have concrete proof that true or not.
This police chief, since the day he got in front of the microphone on Saturday, has looked very incompetent to me. Looks very in over his head and outmatched. That's just me. He might be great behind the scenes, but from a speaking presentation standpoint, you might want to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed, because he's up there correcting himself every other word, looking for the mayor for help. Like, come on, dude, get it together, homie. This is your Super Bowl.
So I didn't report it yesterday. I still haven't said what Nick just said, because it's your training generally is that you always want to err on the side of of caution and to be responsible. The only thing I'll say in defense of what Nick is saying here, Greg, is that, in fact, it wasn't day one or day two. This is day three.
Yeah.
When, you know what I'm saying? They clearly have, I mean, there were nine students wounded. This was a lecture hall full of you know, students. And so either you heard something or you didn't. And so for them not even to address, they said they did yell something, though. I mean, they're talking to family members or the students themselves, the reporter pool. They know they believe what was said, because why would somebody in that lecture hall lie?
Sure.
And my only question is this, and I'm just going to ask it very objectively. If, God forbid, that person had yelled out, "Make America great again," would it be reported by day three or today, day four?
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's amazing how we have certain protected classes of people based on what they say or how they identify, and the way the media will, you know, bury one thing, yet plaster another thing across your screen until your head explodes. Yeah. I guarantee you, if this guy would have said death to Israel, or if he would have said anything that the media leans in favor of, we would know about it. But because this guy may have allegedly have said something from an Islamic background, you know, we got to keep protecting these people. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and say, you know, Muslims don't jive with Christians, and then just bury this. You know, I don't know, whoever wrote this for Yahoo, that would be my lead. But then again, I'm not a journalist. I just give you my gut feeling on the radio.
Well, the problem with this is that they would not even acknowledge it. And so you don't want to report something like that, which is clearly incendiary, and you don't want to report it and then later have to retract it.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't. Greg's right, and you're right.
It gives off the same vibes as the January 6th pipe bomber. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think the Biden administration would have identified the 30-year-old if he was a white Christian male? Come on.
I mean, even if they said, "Hey, we have there were a ton of students there, and we have some of them who heard something different. We're trying to find some audio or some kind of reasoning with this."
Yeah.
We have yesterday. I did report that. One of the victims identified by her church in Alabama, 19-year-old Ella Cook, sophomore from Alabama. And Ella Cook was vice president of the Brown University College Republicans, and then also killed a freshman, Muhammad Aziz Umerkazov. And he's been identified as the second victim of Brown University, naturalized citizen from Uzbekistan, living in Virginia. His family speaking out, and both of their families devastated by this. We still have nine students wounded and trying to recover from this thing.
All I'm saying is that I'm sure there is some sort of truth to this story that Nick reported.
Mm-hmm.
But in this world of Twitter, mm-hmm. where we constantly post pictures of, "This is the suspect. Oh, sorry, that wasn't the suspect.
Yeah,
this
is
this. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, that wasn't that."
Mm-hmm.
I am happy that officials are taking the time to actually slow walk this a little bit in order to get all the facts correct. Now, if they're covering something up, that's BS right there. But in my opinion, it's not a bad thing. You know, we don't need to know everything and 24 hours.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
no,
in this world
that.
In this world we live in with right. Twitter and social media and everything, everybody's a damn detective.
Well, that's what we said yesterday, where these dopes are going and searching once the name is released, looking for the alleged suspect's LinkedIn page, and then these morons post it on social media. And they get the wrong person.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is that it's okay to wait a little bit to find, you know, to make sure we're pretty buttoned up in all the evidence before we report it, unlike these jerk-offs on social media.
And also, too, with the new footage that was released, there is new surveillance, even though it's not great. You talk about being buttoned up. I mean, this guy had a mask on, and you can't really identify much other than it's a male. I mean, he's got black clothing on, looks like a black mask.
Yeah, this stuff
like
takes time.
Chubby, light-skinned man.
It was not me.
Stop.
It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to, we will find, this isn't Columbo where, you know, we'll get it in 30 minutes.
Not a Matlock episode.
One more question, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except that during the news conference, I will say they couldn't even get the timing right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, it was embarrassing.
It seems very disjointed.
Yeah.
That they're saying, well, this surveillance video showing the man, it appeared that one official thought that was after the attack.
Is the FBI involved
out.
In this? Or?
Now they are. So Kash Patel, you know, released the statement that the feds are involved. But generally speaking, the local people, it's their local investigation.
Yeah.
It's like in the movie scenes when they go, oh, the feds are trying to take it over. You know, it's always the battle.
Die Hard.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Amen. That great Christmas movie. And so the FBI offering this $50,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's ID and arrest, new photos of the person of interest released, and the FBI, to Greg's point, releasing a statement that they are continuing to investigate to provide all assets, resources, personnel necessary in a support role. And also, most importantly, the FBI statement says, please continue praying for Brown University, the victims in this horrible tragedy, and all their families and friends. So that from the Kash Patel and the FBI as well.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.